like Sullivan and Yawkey, and hadn't been traded to the Mets for Calvin Schiraldi. If Oil Can Boyd hadn't been such a nutcase, and Jim Rice had twice taken an easy extra base, if the Red Sox had had a better playoff fourth starter, instead Nipper served up a big fat slider to Carter, what would Seaver have done if not for his bum knee? Would he have taken the fall and exacted revenge on his old team? If couldn't have pitched like the real Dr. K, and Donnie Moore hadn't had that nightmare day that stuck with him till he couldn't take anymore and turned his own kitchen into a killing floor. And John McNamara, what the hell was he thinking? Was it him, not the party boy Matt, doing all the drinking? If he'd hit Baylor for Buckner and yanked the first baseman for his by the book late inning defensive replacement, that ball would have been smacked if it ever been hit. Mookie's last name would now be 86. Bob Stanley picked a pretty bad time to uncork a wild pitch, and I'm sure he's still thinking that you should have blocked it, Rich. Then the tying run might have not been tallied by Mitch. If one play killed the Sox, can you please tell me which? I guess everything happens for some sort of reason, and there must be a tragic end to every long season. But if even one man doesn't do one thing he does, we'd all know Bill Buckner for just what he was, a pretty tough foul for the Dodgers, Red Sox and Cubs. 10,000 at bats and close to 3,000 hits. And he stole plenty of bases before his legs quit. As tough to walk as he was to strike out, but there's only one play that gets talked about. Still, it's some kind of fame that lies in being a scapegoat. And if not that, then you're just an historical footnote. And your 22 years playing ball might be forgotten. Maybe Bill Buckner was lucky, his luck was so rotten. Thanks a lot. That's it. There's no more verses. No more, no bridge, no chorus. That's it. That's the whole thing right there. Maybe in the next set.
There is going to be another set, so don't go running off and scampering away. We're going to play a couple more songs.
No scampering.
No scampering. No circling the bass pass backwards. No more baseball analogies. Just stick around for the second set in about some odd minutes after this one.